there were a couple of bars on the east side, and again, a lot of my family were in the bartending business, and so I was pretty comfortable around them. But there were a couple on East Park Street, and I want to say one was like the Golden Fan. Nothing ever happened, but I was always kind of wary when I walked by them because they kind of had a reputation to them a little bit. If he was out hanging around, Tony the Trader would always stop and visit and talk to me. I've got my little clarinet or saxophone, and I remember he mistook it for a suitcase. He said, "Where are you going, kid? Good luck to you." Like, you know, so you're 7 years old, looks like you're leaving home, so now good luck. but the other Sacred Heart School closed after my seventh grade, so I went to St. Patrick's for my eighth grade year, and that was a straight shot over Mercury Street. Mm-hmm. So that's where I would pass the Dumas and the Victoria and the Windsor, and they were neighbors. I mean, if somebody happened to be outside, they were adults, and you said hello and they said hello back, and you know, there was nothing really. I just considered them neighbors, and didn't quite know exactly what their job was or their occupation at the time, but they were always very nice to me, and always spoke, always said hello. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.